Hi, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Super Mamas podcast. Welcome to 2024. 2024 is here. Welcome to the Super Mamas podcast. These are your hosts, Paulina and Bricia Lopez.
That's me.
2024, a brand new year. We're starting, we're scratching off 2023 and we're starting all new. Happy New Year, sister, again. I haven't seen you this year, actually.
I'm gonna roll my eyes.
I haven't. This is the first time I see you. I haven't seen you.
Are you seeing me, though? Are you seeing me? That's because you and me made the effort to come into the suburbs of Pasadena to see your sister.
Yeah, we had this conversation. You live like hella far.
I know. I live so far.
I got invited to a birthday party around your house.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and
when?
I'm like, this is the same party that you got invited to.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And I was like, I don't know.
Damn, maybe because your sister's around there. That sucks.
What? But it's not your party.
You know what? Even if your daughter, I mean, if your daughters even want to come back to my house and see my son, honestly, dude, I wish I would have had another boy. I wish I had two boys because it's just like the one boy with the four girls, poor guy.
I know. I actually took a few friends of my daughters to Universal Studios and I hang out with like five girls. It's so different. They transform into other people when they're around other girls. I don't know. Yeah. I'm sorry. You should have another boy.
I know. I wanted to have another girl, but I'm like, it's just, damn.
It's different. The energy is very different. But it was cool. That's how they are. I mean, that's how
the kids are. Literally all I heard the entire trip was, Eddie, stop. Eddie, no. Eddie, why? Eddie. And he's just like, just different. You know, I'm like, pitying on the man.
I know.
It reminded me of how you and I were like around Fernando and we're like, Fernando, stop. Fernando, why? You know?
But let me tell you, that made him such a better man. That being around a lot of women made him a better man, Fernando. So let's just say that long term, Eddie is going to be an amazing partner to someone down the road because of all the female energy that he's had around him all his life.
Let's hope. A girl can only hope.
A girl can only hope. I mean, it was a great experience. It was an amazing experience. I know we talked about our trip on the last episode that we were going to go and it happened. We were away for a whole week with a bunch of the family. Didn't turn out the way that we wanted it. We were supposed to be all of us in one place since beginning to end. A few people got sick and some people came in late. Some people left early, but you and I stayed through the whole thing, sister.
Of course.
We made it.
We're the glue that holds us together.
We are the glue that holds this family together. And it was so fun. We ate a lot of food. We packed a lot. When I was posting some of the videos of us driving with that little trailer, some people were like, are you going to Mexico? I was like, you would think. But no, we're just going to Big Bear with a bunch of stuff.
I just want to give you a proper shout out, how would you say this? Accolade. Let's take a proper moment to really admire your level of dedication to packing and traveling for and with family because you 100%. Are the MVP. Yes, you did have a little trailer and it had everything in it. You packed your home, brought it to Big Bear and packed it and then took it back. I mean, I was just in awe. I didn't know what to say. I'm like, damn.
What do you mean?
Damn.
I mean, we got a few emails from the property saying that they were not going to have a some of the stuff and that they were not going to be decorated. And I was like, well, what do you mean? It's Christmas. We're taking all the kids. They need to feel the Christmas spirit. So I took Christmas with me.
You did. You took your home. You packed it. You unpacked. You basically moved to Big Bear for a week and then and then moved out.
Yeah.
In the holiday spirit. So I'm very impressed. And your husband, my God, MVP. Everything. The coolers, the everything. And he's like a machine, dude. I don't know. Is there a button? Is there like a button you turn off?
At 7:30 p.m., yeah, he turns off automatically as soon as he sits down. And what? Now it's time to sit down and enjoy your labor of your work. No, he sleeps. That's the time he sleeps.
I'm like, wow.
Thank you. I mean, we really do enjoy it. I mean, that's the same way that we travel everywhere. We really enjoy it traveling. And we enjoy traveling with family.
I hope that's not how you travel all the time with a little like pickup U-Haul. And,
oh,
like,
no.
Home. Yeah, I really hope that's not how you travel.
But I don't even think I took any suitcases. You know, he has those huge boxes. And then in there, that's where we pack everything.
Yeah, that was another thing. I'm like, damn, okay. These are just like next level suitcases. These were just, what are those called? Caterpillar containers.
Dad was like, that's how people used to travel back in the day when they would come from Europe with their cajas. I'm like, yeah, that's my husband. Very industrial.
Yeah, you're like an upgraded version of cajas de huevo. Instead of like cajas de huevo, you're like, let's do these waterproof, super like nothing's going to break in there. I'm like, what?
Nothing's going to break
when
in there.
When I saw how you guys were packing back in your room, I'm like, oh my God, there's boxes there. It's like you guys moved in and then moved out.
Well, it was a massive place.
I'm so impressed. Like, how? And then you have to unpack. Like, did you fully unpack or is there just still stuff?
We unpacked that day when we got there. That we unpacked the whole afternoon. We unpacked. We put everything back. Everything's back into its place already. Yeah, because if not, imagine I'd be floating around with all that stuff in my house. I did have a bunch of stuff y lo estaba repartiendo. You know, I was like, whose is this? Whose is this? Whose is this? I don't want it. I don't need all this stuff here in my house. But it was so fun. I really, really enjoyed it. I'm down to do it again.
Oh, me too.
For the summer. Let's do the summer.
Me too.
Because we had zero winter. You know, we didn't bring out any of our snow stuff because it never snowed. The winter, it's always delayed here in California.
Mm-hmm.
So it felt like a fallish thing, but I really would love to go back and do the lake again during the summer. I think it would be so much fun for the kids.
Oh, for sure. I agree.
Yeah. And how was your New Year's?
It was wonderful. Very low key, very chill, but it was very nice. What about yours?
Same thing. I've been wanting to, I want a party. I don't know why. I'm like, I don't want a party. I want a party. And my husband was like, we are not going anywhere. I want to rest. I don't want to do anything. And he was like, let's just have dinner here at the house and just something very low-key. And then I was talking to my best friend, Jackie, and she was telling me how last year or something, she just did a little like balloons and things and neon glow-in-the-dark stuff for her kids. And I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, I should, that's fun. So I did that. I went to Party City and I grabbed a bunch of stuff for the house. And I did a little mini club for myself and mom and dad showed up and I put music and I had a little, you have one too. One of those party lights that look like you're in the club, like a bunch of lights that for the kids.
I don't have that.
I've seen it in your house. No?
I have.
It's like a light bulb.
No, I have a little astronaut.
Astronauta.
Correct. That you plug in and like shows stars, but maybe that's what you're thinking.
Oh, something like that. So we did that and I went to Dollar Tree and I got one of those glow in the dark, a bunch of glow in the dark little bracelets and necklaces and stuff and balloons. I ordered balloons that have lights inside and I blew up a bunch and I put them in the dining room. I moved my dining room table. I made space. We had dinner. We cooked. We ate with mom and dad. Mom and dad got there like a little later in the afternoon. Because they were doing things during the day and we partied at Sabina. And the only ones that were left standing past midnight, way past midnight, was Sabina and myself. Sabina and myself were like dancing. We found a DJ that simulates the DJs that we have for First Fridays.
How fun.
And we put a bunch of videos and we were just dancing. We danced with mom and dad for a little while, then they left. And then it was just myself, Ramiro, and Sabina. And one by one, they started falling to sleep. And Sabina and I stayed up until like 1:45 in the morning.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. And it was fun. Just me and her, we dressed up. And I was thinking, I was like, I want to do this again every year. It was a lot of fun with the kids, just making them part of that. Mm-hmm. You know, that was really fun. That was really, really fun. And then the next day, on the first of the year, we went on an annual hike. We did a hike. We didn't do a hike on 2023. And that year
I went on a hike on the first, and it was so beautiful.
So nice, right? To be out there. There's so many 100%. People out there doing hikes on the first day of the year. We went to Palos Verdes here in Southern California. I had never been. I had been like, woo!
Yeah, I know. It's beautiful.
It's freaking insanely beautiful. We were looking out into the coast because it's, ¿cómo se llaman? Peñascos, you know, those big drops.
Mm-hmm. I know, sé, pero.
And oh, we could see Catalina Island, and we saw whales. You know how there's like whales migrating right now? Perfect spot. If you guys live in Southern California, go visit Palos Verdes, and from the cliffs or whatever, the cliffs, you can actually see the whales passing by. And that was amazing. That was a really, really great way to start the year. Also, it took mom and dad to the walk. And it's California. We went in shorts. You were on the snow. We were in shorts for our first walk of the year. But it was really great. It was really, really good. I just feel like I need nature always helps. Being in the mountains during Christmas and New Year's, going on the walk, I think it's just the best way to feel yourself for the year.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. It is way like fresh air, just nice.
Just a nice. And I know like at this time of the year, everybody's just like, I'm going to start something new. I'm going to start a diet. I'm going to start something. Just take it one thing at a time. I think I was thinking back at last year, and I still remember the first episode of last year. I put all these goals. Okay, I was gonna do this and I was gonna do that.
Oh, really? What did we say?
We said, well, first I said that I was gonna take an etiquette class. It's been a freaking year. They never took it.
Oh, okay.
Remember? And then you said that you were gonna read I don't know how many books through the year because you hadn't picked up a book in a long time.
I did finish one, and then I have three unfinished audiobooks, but I did finish the one I said.
You did do the one book. I don't know if you said one book. I think
no, I said one book a month. More. So I was 11, sure, but I did.
You did finish one book. I finished one book too. But you know, a lot of the things I'm like, yeah, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And then life got really, really crazy and really busy last year. And then we didn't do any of that.
I mean, hold on. Hold on. I think I talked about, I did write out my manifestations, and I think I talked about this last year, how I have a very specific way of doing it. It's like a three pager, and I've done it for the past 3 years. And when I look back, it's like, yeah, half of them I didn't do, but I choose to look at the ones that I did and did come. So I did that on the first, which was really nice after the hike and through like the nice energy, and it's new, and it was sitting down, and just like it was cool to do that. And I do it every year, and it's cool. But of course, like I think most of the things that you say, you come in with the best intentions. But I think for me, I just always look at what did manifest and what did I do behind that and why it did. And I think that for me, what happened is the things that I truly believed were going to happen, and the ones that I had doubts about didn't.
No, I don't remember you saying the three pagers, but I'm sure you do it because I know that a lot of the things that you do through writing, and a lot of your therapy is actually done through writing. Like you are very like, you write.
Yeah.
I talk, you write. But what I was saying is like, I personally, last year, at the beginning of the year, I didn't do any of that. I didn't do any of the manifestations. Mm. I didn't write out anything. I was just here and I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to blah, blah, blah. I'm going to do... But I don't have anything. I was talking to my husband. I was like, you know, I don't know when was the last time. I think like probably 2019 probably was the last time that I did a vision board.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't done a vision board in a while. I didn't materialize. I don't know if that makes sense. I didn't put it down. I didn't write it down. I didn't paste it anywhere. I didn't post it anywhere. And like I'm looking back and I'm thinking I didn't get to do any other things. There's so many amazing things that happened last year, of course. But what some of the things that I feel was that I didn't have anything material to look back and say, did any of the things that I wanted to happen?
Got it. That's what you should work focus on.
Yes. So I think this year I need to go back to my visual. I'm a very visual person. So I don't know why I stopped doing that.
For whatever reason, you don't have to dwell on the why.
Yeah. And so this year I was like, oh, I'm going to start that porque it's so easy to talk and it's so easy to say things. But I think the visualization is important so that every time I look at it, I should have it here in the office, like right next to where I'm sitting. Because every day I sit here and I should be able to look at it and say, oh, don't forget. It's just a good reminder. And I think that's why it's good for you when you write it, because you look back and you're like, oh, yes, it was there. And it's a reminder for yourself because you forget through the year. Things happen. Life happens. Shit happens. And then you forget about all the things. I just remember today that I said that I was going to take an etiquette class and I never did. And I'm holding myself accountable for that because I didn't do it. And I said I was going to do it and I didn't do it. And I'm like, maybe this year. I don't know. But I have to really see what I want to do.
You know what I want to do this year? I want to like do ceramic.
Ooh.
Did I tell you I took a ceramics class last month?
No. Did I tell you I took a ceramic class in college? And my dad said no.
Yes. I know you have a whole thing with ceramics. I took a ceramics class last month. And it was one of the funnest things ever. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I still haven't gotten my freaking bowl back because it takes that. I need to find somewhere that fires, that cooks the stuff and like gives it to you a week, maybe. I took this class like a month ago and I still haven't gotten my stuff back. I'm like, cook it already. Give it back.
Oh my God. A month later. Okay. It's very relaxing.
Oh my God. It was the best time. The best time. And then you can bring your own like wine or whatever you want or drink of choice and you get to chill and like do a bowl and like paint. It was so nice. I had a great time. I'm with my friend.
I've seen a bunch of places pop up around LA that they are doing ceramics now. So there's just so many fun activities to do. My kids are still on vacation and
I'm sorry.
Yeah, my kids are still on vacation. No, yeah, I know. My kids are still on vacation, but I was thinking that once the kids go back to school, once everything is back, it's just back to normal, like, you know, like nonstop, right? So I want to make it a point, and I know you've spoken about this through the year, about just like really utilizing that time that they're free to really be with them and getting to know them. I took my oldest daughters yesterday with a few friends, Universal Studios, and it's like getting to know the friends and getting to know how they act around friends because they're so different. Like Krista is black and white when she's with us and when you saw her. Then when I saw her yesterday with her friends, I was like, who are you? It was completely 360. And I was thinking, I don't want to miss that chance to really get to know her because right now she's in that stage that her friendships are everything.
Mm-hmm.
I met two new moms yesterday. I went to their house. I introduced myself. And it's crazy because one of the friends lives in a street that we go by every single day. And we've driven there for 12 years and no idea, right? So I really want to take the time to be with them and just spend time with them because there's so many, many, you know, once they go back to school and once we get back into the regular everyday of work, then it becomes like, oh my God, I have to pick up the kids and I have to do this with the kids and I have to do this with the kids. But my kids are getting really big and I don't think I have the same amount of time. Like, for example, with you and Agustina, right? She's only three and you still have a chance to see things. But for me, that's it. Sixta is starting to lose her teeth and that's it. Like after she loses her teeth, this is the last time I'm going to get to do all of that. So I really want to take advantage of the time that I have with them. And I started looking at things to do with them, just other experiences. There's so many things to do around the city that you have no idea.
Oh my, can you share these things with me?
Yeah, I'll send you a few links of things that I found. There's so many immersive experiences. There's an immersive experience also by, like there's a Dr. Seuss immersive experience in Santa Monica. There is a pathway that you can walk in Palos Verdes, which is kind of like a stars. There are ceramic classes with kids. There is museum activities that they do. There's theaters. Google things to do in LA with my kids today. And there's like a huge list of things that they came up. And so I was thinking maybe what I want to do these years with them is like have new experiences.
I love that.
Different things. We always do the same thing. We always go to the movies and we love the movies. And, you know, we find better and better places to go to the movies. But like, there's other things that we can be doing. I really want to learn how to ride a scooter. I've been wanting to learn how to ride a scooter for a long time.
Oh, man.
Okay, I do. You know, because I need to be comfortable in two wheels. I saw you that day. Last year, I fell on my butt. And now that's the reason why I was like, I don't want to skate. But then I saw you skating and I was like, I do want to skate, but I'm scared.
Oh, yeah. That was so fun. I can't believe I did that. And I like did it.
You did. You were ice skating out there. So that's something that you're like, you don't really do on your everyday, but you're like, oh, let me try it.
Yeah.
And then you did.
I wasn't though. And then like, I was talking to my friend and my friend said, just do it. I mean, if you want to just go, hang up and go. And I was like, okay, I guess.
And you did. And you did. And it was fun.
I had the best time. I did it twice.
You did it twice. And you see, like, if you don't try, you don't know. I actually thought that Sabina would enjoy skating and that Sixta would be scared. And at the end of the day, Sixta was skating around and Sabina was like, ah, I don't want to do it. You never know. You never know what you're going to like. You never know if you're going to like skating or you're going to like dancing. I don't know. There's so many things to do. The other day I went to a store too and I could hear music. And I said, you know, what's going on next door? And they said, oh, it's pole dancing. It's a great workout.
Oh,
I was like, really? She was like, oh, it's the best workout. You have like core strength, leg strength, butt strength. So let me look into that. Maybe let me look into that kind of workout. I'm like, oh, that sounds like a fun workout. It's music, it's dancing.
You know, I think it's all these things sound great. It's just making time for them, right? I think that's what it is.
It's just the time. I wish everything was around me so that I can do everything around here. But anyway. Right?
I mean, because I love that you say it, but then you said the word Santa Monica and I'm like, at what time does a flight go up there? Are there like flights that I can take out of Pasadena?
I know.
Are there like helicopters that come out of Pasadena and get you to Santa Monica in 10 minutes? Is it like a ferry?
That's exactly how I feel because I saw something on the kids' space in Pasadena and I was like, oh, but it's Pasadena. Like, I'm like, oh, that's a whole day.
Yeah, kids' space is fun.
It is, but you live around there. So for you, mm-hmm. It's close. It's like for me, I'm like, oh, it's amazing. They have so many things at this California Science Center. And everybody's like, oh, that's so far. I'm like, it's a few blocks from my house. It's just finding time and just being kind to yourself. I think, you know, now I could look back and all the things that I didn't do last year and be like, oh, man, you didn't do this. You didn't do that. But I'm like, let's give it another try and see what happens this year. If there's something that I've learned is tell God your plans and he'll laugh. Because we started 2023 very differently and then we ended up in a whole other place. So we'll see what happens this year. I'm excited. I'm excited for... Plus, I've been reading a lot about the 2024, the number four.
Tell me, but that's all about Beyonce. Is Beyonce like going to come and like meet us up? Is she going to like come into her life? But I know she's all about the number four. Tell me more.
So I'm excited about 2024. 2024 is double fours. Hello, Beyonce. Mm-hmm. This is the year of Beyonce. No. So actually, the number four in the Bible means order and completeness. In the fourth day, that's when God made the lights, the sun, the moon, the stars. That's when he completed all of the universe. So the word completeness and order mm-hmm. is said multiple times on the number four. So honestly, I don't know why I've been thinking about harvest and completeness. Mm-hmm. It's like going through so much and then finally getting to, I don't know if the end of the line or the completeness of the cycle or something, but I'm going to run with that because I feel like last year when we started 2023, we went with, I don't know if you remember that somebody came on the show and we were talking about how like that year was going to be crazy and we ran with it.
Really?
And it was crazy. Yeah. Don't you remember? Somebody came to say the vibration of the earth was different on last year. Do you remember that?
But that was like in the middle of the year, no?
No, that was at the beginning of the year. And then they were saying like about the vibration, all of that. And so I think like that stuck with me.
Oh, I think I need to re-listen to that one.
Yeah. And then this year is completeness and just order and completeness. So I am going to run with that, sister. Order and completeness for this year. And that's going to be my motto for this year. We are going to complete cycles. We're going to put order. We're going to do things the way that it, and that's what I choose to go with because I feel like I get stuck on things and I got stuck on that last year.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was like, oh, yes, because it's because of that. So this year, I'm going to go with the number 4, wholeness, completeness, order, and peace for everyone out there.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like this. I like this vibe. What does that mean, though, completeness?
Completeness. It means whatever you want it to mean. I think it means whatever you want it to mean. On the 4th day, like I said, the sun, the moon, and the stars came. And there is a lot of reference of number 4 in the Bible, which I think that's one reason why Beyonce loves it so much, you know? I know we keep talking about Beyonce, but she does say 4, it's her number. So 4 is it's a whole number. It's a really, it's a good number. And this year's a double 4, 2024. 2 plus 2, 4.
Oh, I like that.
It's a double 4, order mm-hmm. and completion. I'm telling you.
Order and there completion. It is. I'm just having like, I'm trying to figure out like what that means.
I think it means different things to different people. Y si no sabes qué, te lo voy a dejar de tarea. So that on okay. the next episode, we can talk about what the 4 means to us.
Yeah, because I was kind of like, what does that mean?
I don't know. I like the word completion. Like, let's finish whatever it is. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know what I mean? It's a good number. It's an even, round, well-balanced.
I know. I like it. It has like a good vibe.
It has a great vibe. It has a really good vibe. I really do feel that also we put a lot of work on 2023 and it's a harvest.
I like it. All right.
Let's take a little break and come back with our first Super Mama Pick or Tip of the Week. Okay, and we are back. Any further thoughts on the number 4 or no? Not yet.
No, but I think I like the evenness and I like that it just sits well with me, I think. I think that's all I can see.
So, yeah, it's a good number. I really do like it. I think it's going to work well this year, the number 4.
Mm-hmm.
It'll come up a lot. So, what were my pick or tip of to start the year? I think I'm going to go with the tip that I'm going to do myself is I am going to say, do a visualization of what you want this year. Maybe in writing, like my sister. I know that we have some friends that do their vision boards on Pinterest. We have friends that do it physically. I think we really need to pick up that habit again on just manifesting and putting out, praying for, bringing into our lives whatever it is that we want. And not necessarily putting a lot of pressure in it, just it's as a reminder of our goals through the year. Mm-hmm. And I expect that for the next time that we get together to tell you that I already have something for myself. So that's my tip because I think it worked many, many years and I didn't do it last year. And I just feel like I want to do it again and see what happens.
Of course. I mean, you can't lose anything.
Yeah. And also I found a brand new notebook this year. In my car. It's been in my car for like a month. And I picked it up today and I was like, oh, let's start brand new.
The what?
A new notebook to write down things, you know, to write.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. I get one every year. Remember, I was at the same one and then I changed it up. But I have one every year.
I'm not good at writing. I mean, it doesn't call me.
Oh, I mean, you know, what can I say? I'm a published author.
Oh, you are a published author. Maybe that's what I need to do. You know, I need to start writing. The book.
Oh, so I refound an app I used to do back in the day that I really enjoyed doing. I remember, and I tried to like find, maybe it's not such, actually, I don't know if I should go forward with this because I kept so much. The app is called Day One. It's a journal that lives on your phone. And I used to journal a lot in that. For some reason, I can't remember the email I used for that app or what happened, or maybe, I don't know what happened, but I lost it. But this is years ago. I'm talking about like over 10 years. Somehow it popped up back into my life. And I just said to myself, you know what? I'm going to redo this again.
Oh.
I started today, but I really liked the journaling on my phone is one thing that I haven't done in a while. And I really enjoy because I'm already in my phone in my bed for the first 20 minutes. So now instead of doing something unhealthy for my mind, I can then take that time and then do the things I want to do every morning. And I noticed a difference in my morning this morning. So I liked it. And I think I'm going to stick with that. I mean, there's so many different apps you can use. You really don't need anything. But Day One Journal is the app that I used to use before and I loved it. And now I'm going to start using it again.
Yeah, same thing. I think like morning routines, we've talked about morning routines for so long. And then I feel like we stopped doing our morning routines. I did personally.
You know, sister, my life is not very routine heavy, nor do I want it to be honest. It's just like not what I want. But it's always good to know what to do when you wake up.
Yes. Starting your morning and like doing something that fills you up. That's what I mean. Like just fills you up. Something that fills you up. Whatever that is, an app, reading, whatever, praying, meditating, whatever it is for you. I think the first few minutes of your day, if you dedicate them to yourself, it goes a long way. Whatever it might be, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, whatever. You're lucky and you have an hour for yourself. God bless you.
What do you mean? What?
I'm like, if you have up to an hour for yourself in the mornings, woo, good for you. Good for you. Whatever time it is that you have, even if it's go to the bathroom and do something right there for you, just take that time to take those few minutes whenever you start your day for yourself. And I think that really goes a long way. Fill your cup and then you can pour into others because you cannot do that on an empty cup. Mm-hmm. That is it. That is our first episode of the year. Thank you again for being here another year with us. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram at @_supermamas and on Twitter, also @_supermamas and in the face @supermamaspodcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your super mama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline 424-329-3707 and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love and
see you next week, Super Mamas!